sailing by. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday the 23rd of July. The general synopsis at 1800. Developing low, moving steadily northeastwards, expected 400 miles northeast of Iceland, 991, by 1800 Thursday. High, mid-Atlantic, 1035, slow moving, declining 1034 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north backing west 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North at Zira, northwesterly 5 or 6, backing westerly 3 or 4, rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. South at Zira, northwesterly 5 to 7, fair, good. Forties, northwest backing west later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Cromarty, northwest backing southwest later, 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Fourth, Tyne, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5 later, showers, good. Dogger, northwest 4 or 5, backing west 2 to 4 later, showers, good. Fisher, northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in northeast, mainly fair, good. German Bight, northwest 4 or 5, mainly fair, good. Humber, Thames, northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, variable 2 to 4, but northerly 4 or 5 in far west Plymouth, fair, good. Biscay, north or northeast, 3 to 5, fair, good. Trafalgar, northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in far southeast, showers in north, good. Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, but variable 2 to 4 in far southeast, showers in south, good, occasionally poor in far southeast. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, north or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Irish Sea, north or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, north 3 to 5, fair, good. Rockall, Malin, northwest backing west 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north Rockall, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Hebrides, Bailey, west or southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Faroe, Faroes, west or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first in Faroe, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree, automatic, northwest 3, 6 miles, 1028, now rising. Stornoway, west-northwest 3, 6 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Lerwick, west 1, 24 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Wick, northwest by west 3, recent drizzle, 13 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Aberdeen, northwest by west 1, 19 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Lucas, south by east 2, 16 miles, 1024, now falling. Boomer, east by north 1, 16 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Bridlington, west 1, 1024, steady. Sandetti, light vessel automatic, northeast by north 3, 11 miles, 1025. Greenwich, light vessel automatic, east 2, 11 miles, 1024. St. Catherine's Point, automatic, west by north 3, 1023, steady. Jersey, northeast by north 3, 14 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, West by North 2, 1024. Scilly Automatic, North by East 4, 7 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Milford Haven, North-Northeast 3, 9 miles, 1025, steady. Aberporth, North-Northeast 3, 9 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Valley, North 1, 7 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, West by North 3, 12 miles, 1025, steady. Valentia, Northeast 2, 16 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, Northwest by North 5, 9 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Malinhead, Northwest by North 3, 6 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, Northwest 4, 9 miles, 1027, now rising. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation: high pressure centred over the mid-Atlantic continues to extend a ridge over the United Kingdom. This brings a generally light to moderate north to northwesterly flow, with strong winds developing in the north and northwest through Friday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwesterly 2 to 4, backing westerly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times in far north. Drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later in south. Occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable, becoming south or southeast for a time later, 2 or 3, occasionally 4 later. Showers at first, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 2 to 4 later. Showers at first, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Variable, becoming southerly later 2 to 4. Showers at first, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Variable 2 or 3, fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable but northerly in far west, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in far west. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northerly or northeasterly, 4 or 5 in far west, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, occasional drizzle for a time in north, good, occasionally moderate in north. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, northwest 3 to 5, occasional drizzle for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, north or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later, fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. North or northwest, backing west later, 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, mainly in north. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwest, backing west later, 3 or 4. Increasing 5 at times until later. Occasional drizzle. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest backing west later, 3 or 4, drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northwesterly 3 or 4, backing westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in north, drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Shetland Isles, west 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
Once upon a time on BBC Radio 4.
The air was sweet, all pine and caramel like a Mediterranean dawn.
Why do fairy tales cast such a spell over us?
It was like unlatching a rainbow.
Five leading writers reimagine the classic stories we all grew up with, including Joe Lloyd, Ben Oakry, and beginning with David Almond.
The mermaid lay there with her long, gorgeous hair and a glittering tail among the haddock and cod.
Once Upon a Time, from BBC Radio 4. Listen now on BBC Sounds.
Now on BBC Radio 4, we're approaching the end of our day and about to pass the baton to our colleagues at the BBC World Service, who are standing by with the newsroom. Then at 1:30, the global story asks, is the Iran war back on? Meanwhile, on Radio 4 Extra, Eric Allen and Sean Phillips star in Dick Francis's racing thriller, Bolt. Now, though, on behalf of everyone here, this is Chris Aldridge. Thank you very much for your company. Do have a peaceful night. From all of us here, good night.
BBC World Service. It's midnight GMT. This is Oliver Conway with the newsroom. The US signs a nuclear cooperation pact with Saudi Arabia, despite fears it could allow the kingdom to develop a bomb.
It's smart strategic leadership. American companies leading Saudi's civilian program means US jobs, exports, and real influence, not ceding the field to China or Russia.
But Israel is very unhappy.
Enrichment of nuclear material on Saudi soil could lead to a regional nuclear arms race and a dangerous loss of control.
Also today, the trial of Venezuela's ousted leader Nicolas Maduro is set for next June. What's the view in Caracas? The Odyssey film boosts the book. And later.
From the data, the one that surprised me the most is AI and sign language. It's really, really mind-blowing and very interesting.
How young Nigerians are using AI to learn different languages. First, our top stories.
BBC News with Neil Nunes. The United States and Saudi Arabia have signed an agreement allowing the kingdom to develop a civilian nuclear energy program. The Trump administration says it'll benefit American industry, workers and supply chains while helping meet Saudi energy needs. The agreement now goes to the U.S. Congress. Sarah Smith has more from Washington.
The Trump administration has described the newly signed deal as a peaceful nuclear cooperation agreement and says it will uphold the highest standards of nuclear safety and non-proliferation. But critics fear it could lead to Saudi Arabia eventually developing a nuclear weapon. The multi-billion dollar agreement will see U.S. companies developing nuclear power plants in Saudi Arabia. A deal of this kind has been under discussion for years, envisaged as part of a wider agreement that would include Saudi diplomatic recognition of the State of Israel. But President Trump has not made that a condition. Saudi Arabia could also be allowed to enrich uranium on its own.